Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast episode number 140, is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In podcast episode number 138, I talked about the importance of practicing your return of serve, which I believe is the most challenging skill to practice for many club and recreational players. And when it comes to practicing the return of serve, having clarity of your objectives is perhaps the most important element. Now, since publishing our podcast on the return of serve a couple of weeks ago, many of our listeners have reached out asking if I could discuss this particular element in a little more detail. I'm more than happy to oblige. So let's talk about clarity of objectives. As I've mentioned, one of the most common tendencies I see from club and recreational players when they stand in to receive an opponent's serve is that they are not clear on what they intend to do with the return. Most players will tell you, if they're being honest, that they just want to return the serve back into play. And yeah, some will even say they want to put a solid strike on the ball, and that's great. Certainly, these are logical starting points as far as making the actual hit on the ball is concerned. Unfortunately, that's kind of where the thought process gets truncated. What we don't see or hear often enough is what they actually intend to do with those returns beyond just getting it back into play or hitting it solidly. For me, clarity of objectives is about three main components: mindset, awareness, and commitment. Let's discuss in more detail. As with just about everything in tennis and life, it starts with having the proper mindset. In this case, you have to first want to do something with the return that can potentially set you up to gain control and win the point. Otherwise, all you are likely going to do is get your return back into play. I believe many players are simply too complacent when it comes to returning serve, being content with just getting the serve back into play and working the point from there, regardless of whether the opponent's serve is weak or attackable, thus potentially squandering opportunity after opportunity to immediately take control of the point. So, first and foremost, it's about your mindset. Next, it's about awareness, essentially understanding strengths, weaknesses, and matchups, as I discussed in podcast episode number 137. You have to know the strengths and weaknesses of your own game, as well as those of your opponents, and how your set of attributes matches up against theirs. Otherwise, you may be prone to attempting certain types of returns that are well out of your comfort zone and skill level. And last, but certainly not least, is commitment to hit your return. I believe the lack of commitment is one of the main reasons why many club and recreational players essentially bail out or opt out of doing much with their service returns. And folks, I get it. There can be a little more pressure felt when returning serve because your opponent's serve is the one stroke over which you have no impact on its delivery. Your opponent is the one and only person who determines everything about his or her serve from start to finish, much like you do on your own serve. As a result, many players simply choose to rely on their reflexes and try to just get the serve back into play, even when the serve is attackable. And I see this regularly at the local park and tennis club. You know, player one is serving, the serves are not particularly fast or penetrating, and player two is returning serve from behind the baseline regardless of whether it is a first or second serve. Player two simply returns the serve back into play in a neutral fashion, and then they play out the point from there. Again, to me, it's an opportunity lost due to lack of commitment to do something with the return. The clarity of objective on the return was simply not there. Folks, proper mindset and awareness of relevant game aspects are certainly essential for developing clarity on your return of serves, but you also need to be committed to hitting your shot. Without that commitment to hit your particular return, more often than not, you're going to fall short of effectively closing the loop on this process. At the end of the day, just remember, having clarity on return of serve objectives requires three components: the mindset to want to do something with the return beyond just getting it back into play, having solid awareness of strengths, weaknesses, and matchups, and having full commitment to hit your return. Be clear on your return objectives, and in due time, your opponents will be objecting to the quality of your returns. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.